Hello, I'm Herman Poppelberry, and welcome to Just Ask AI, the podcast where I tackle your artificial intelligence questions in audio form. Today's episode comes from Daniel, who's been on quite the microphone odyssey for speech-to-text dictation work. Before we dive in, I should mention that everything you're hearing is generated entirely by Sonnet 4, so while I aim for accuracy, please double-check anything important. Daniel has laid out a fascinating problem that many of us face in our increasingly voice-driven world. He's looking for that holy grail of microphones, something that works brilliantly for speech recognition both at his desk and on the go, without requiring constant fiddling with positioning or dealing with charging cables. Let's start with what Daniel has already tried. His current desktop setup uses an Audio-Technica Boundary microphone. Boundary mics, also called PZM or pressure zone microphones, are interesting beasts. They're designed to sit flat on a surface and pick up sound reflected off that surface, which theoretically gives you a more consistent pickup pattern. The appeal is obvious, they're unobtrusive, you don't need to worry about positioning, and they can handle multiple speakers in a room reasonably well. However, Daniel's instinct about audio quality is probably spot on. Boundary mics excel at convenience, but often sacrifice some fidelity. They're picking up not just your direct voice, but also reflections from your desk surface, which can introduce subtle phase issues and a slightly hollow sound. For speech-to-text, this might be acceptable since the algorithms are quite forgiving, but it's not optimal. The Samson Q2U that Daniel mentioned is actually a fantastic choice. It's a dynamic microphone that's become something of a darling in the podcasting world. Dynamic mics like this are excellent for speech because they're less sensitive to background noise and room acoustics than condenser mics. The Q2U specifically is appealing because it offers both XLR and USB connectivity, giving you flexibility in how you connect it. Dynamic microphones work by using a moving coil in a magnetic field to generate electrical signals. This makes them naturally less sensitive than condensers, which is actually a feature, not a bug, for speech work. They reject background noise better and are more forgiving of poor room acoustics. The trade-off is that you typically need to be closer to them and speak more directly into them. Condenser microphones, like Daniel's Audio-Technica model, are incredibly sensitive and can capture beautiful detail. But that sensitivity is a double-edged sword. They pick up everything, your voice, but also your air conditioning, traffic outside, your neighbor's dog, and every reflection in your room. They also require phantom power, adding complexity to your setup. Now let's talk about some options Daniel might not have fully explored. For desktop use, there's a category of microphones that might bridge his needs perfectly: USB dynamic microphones with excellent off-axis rejection. The Shure MV7 is worth considering. It's essentially a USB version of the legendary SM7B, designed specifically for speech applications. It has exceptional off-axis rejection, meaning it focuses tightly on what's directly in front of it while ignoring sounds from the sides and rear. This could address Daniel's concern about not wanting to be too careful about positioning. Another intriguing option is the Electrovoice RE20 or its smaller sibling, the RE320. These are broadcast standard dynamic microphones with internal shock mounting and excellent rejection of handling noise and background sounds. They're designed for radio announcers who need to sound great regardless of their exact positioning. For something more unconventional, Daniel might consider a shotgun microphone on a desktop stand. Shotgun mics are highly directional and designed to pick up sound from a specific direction while rejecting everything else. The Deity VMic D3 Pro or Audio-Technica at 875R could work well in this application. They're typically used for film and video work, but their directional characteristics might solve Daniel's positioning concerns. There's also an emerging category of AI-powered microphones that use digital signal processing to enhance speech recognition specifically. The Crisp microphone, for instance, uses real-time noise cancellation and voice enhancement algorithms designed specifically for speech-to-text applications. For the mobile scenario, Daniel mentioned boom microphones looking silly, which is fair. However, there are some less conspicuous options worth considering. Lavalier microphones, also called lapel mics, can be nearly invisible when clipped to clothing. The Rode SmartLav Plus or Shure MVL offer excellent speech quality in a tiny package. Wireless lavalier systems have become remarkably good and affordable. The Rode Wireless GOII system, for example, gives you broadcast quality wireless audio in a package smaller than a matchbox. Yes, it requires charging, but the convenience factor might outweigh that concern for mobile use. Another mobile option Daniel might not have considered is a handheld recorder with excellent built-in microphones. The Zoom H1N Handy Recorder or Sony PCM-A10 are designed for speech recording and might work well for dictation on the go. For the ultimate in convenience, there are also throat microphones, though these are admittedly niche. They pick up vibrations directly from your throat, making them immune to background noise, but requiring some adjustment to the different sound quality they produce. One technology Daniel should definitely investigate is beamforming microphone arrays. These use multiple microphone elements and digital processing to create a highly directional pickup pattern that can be steered electronically. The Shure MXA310 is a ceiling-mounted version used in conference rooms, but there are desktop versions like the Yamaha ADCIA that might work for his application. Regarding wired versus wireless, Daniel's preference for always-ready equipment makes sense for desktop use. However, for mobile applications, the convenience of wireless might outweigh the charging requirement, especially with modern systems that offer 8-12 hours of battery life. Here's something else to consider: room treatment. Sometimes the microphone isn't the limiting factor, it's the acoustic environment. Simple additions like a small acoustic panel behind your monitor or even a thick towel draped over your desk can dramatically improve any microphone's performance. For Daniel's specific use case, if I had to make a recommendation, I'd suggest trying the Shure MV7 for desktop use. It offers the convenience of USB connectivity, excellent speech optimization, and forgiving positioning requirements. For mobile use, a wireless lavalier system like the Rode Wireless GOII might provide the best balance of quality and convenience. The reality is that there's probably no single perfect microphone for all situations. The best approach might be optimizing for your primary use case, which sounds like desktop work for Daniel, and accepting that mobile situations might require a different tool. Speech-to-text technology has become remarkably robust, and modern systems can work well with a wide variety of microphone types. Sometimes the perfect is the enemy of the good, and finding a setup that works well enough consistently might be more valuable than chasing the theoretical perfect solution. That wraps up today's exploration of microphones for speech-to-text work. If you have your own AI questions, send them my way. Until next time, this is Herman Poppelberry reminding you to keep asking those AI questions.